USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's no sign that a helicopter crash on top of a building in Manhattan was an act of terror. De Blasio says one person has died in the crash, and he believes that to be the chopper's pilot. The mayor also adds,
I've checked in with the fire department, police department, and buildings department. There is no danger of any kind to New Yorkers at this point.
President Trump is keeping a close eye on the events in New York City and did say that he has been briefed on the situation. The House Judiciary Committee begins hearings on special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Today's guest was former White House counsel John Dean. The highest-ranking member on the Republican side, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia, says we've seen this song and dance before.
This committee is now hearing from the 70s, and they want their star witness back.
Dean worked in the White House under Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
President Trump is claiming his threats of tariffs encourage Mexico to crack down on migrants moving north.
We talked about it for months and months and months, and they wouldn't get there. And we just said, hey, look, if you don't get there, we're just going to have to charge you hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. And we would have been just fine.
The president speaking there on CNBC's Squawk Box. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from one of the 40 inmates still being held at Guantanamo Bay. The enemy combatant has been held at the U.S. naval base in Cuba for 17 years since he was captured in Pakistan after the 9/11 attacks. The case questioned the government's power to continue to hold people without charging them. Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is recovering from his injuries after he was shot Sunday in the Dominican Republic. The Dominican National Police say Ortiz was shot in the back at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo by a man who tried to get away on a motorcycle. He was chased down and apprehended. Police are searching for a second suspect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Kentucky high school is taking a unique approach to preparing students for adulthood. They're offering adulting classes. Fern Creek High School teacher Sarah Wilson-Abel says she started the class because she wishes she would have had a lot of these skills taught to her when she was in high school. She joins Fox News and shares some of the things that they're teaching the students about adulting.
We had six different mini sessions that our students attended, from State Farm Insurance talking about home, health, and life insurance. We had Republic Bank there talking about opening up checking accounts and savings accounts. It was all just about wealth management. We even had somebody talking about retirement. These kids haven't even started their real jobs, but we already had somebody there just kind of giving them the breakdown of, you know, a 401k, a pension, all that kind of stuff.
Wilson-Abel also tells Fox News they were taught the basics regarding cooking.
So home and health was all about just making sure that they were prepared for cooking, and we had some of our family and consumer science teachers. They were actually teaching them some cooking skills in the microwave. So they even taught them how to make French toast in a mug. We wanted to make sure that they were prepared for, you know, cooking actually, you know, real food, but in a microwave, because a lot of them are going to be in dorm rooms. So we taught them that. That was also when they learned how to change a tire and to check their oil. We even showed them how to read a map.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.